एवं बुद्धे परं बुद्ध्वा संस्थभ्यात्मानमात्मना यहि शत्रुं महाबाहो कामरूपं दुरासदम्। एवं बुद्धे, इन दिस वे यूजिंग योर इंटेलिजेंस, परं बुद्ध्वा नोइंग योर सेल्फ टू बी ट्रांसेंडेंटल, संस्थभ्या सिचुएट योर सेल्फ, आत्मानम आत्मना सिचुएट द आत्मानम आत्मना, सिचुएट द माइंड ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल लेवल, ऑन द सेल्फ, ऑन द सोल। यहि शत्रुम, कॉन्कर ओवर द एनिमी, महाबाहो अर्जुना, यू आर फेम्ड एज अ ग्रेट वॉरियर विथ पावरफुल आर्म्स, योर ट्रू ग्लोरी विल बी इन कॉन्करिंग अ ट्रूली फॉर्मिडेबल एनिमी, एंड सच अ फॉर्मिडेबल एनिमी इज लास्ट, कॉन्कर इट। काम रूपम दुरासदम, दुरासदम इट्स अ फॉर्मिडेबल एनिमी, डिफिकल्ट टू कॉन्कर बट इट कैन बी कॉन्कर्ड। अर्जुन स्ट्राइव टू कॉन्कर दिस एनिमी। सो हियर द फोकस ऑफ Krishna is on conquering the enemy by becoming spiritually situated. So the previous verse talked about the hierarchy, and once we understand the hierarchy, then we direct the consciousness upwards towards the soul instead of letting it direct downwards towards the sense object. So evam buddhe, using the intelligence, know yourself to be transcendental, param buddhva. Evam buddhe param buddhva, knowing yourself to be transcendental. So this is very important. In the sadhaka stage, it is our buddhi which will keep us at the spiritual level. In the siddha stage, that means when we have realized ourselves to be souls, at that time it will be preeti. It will be our affection for Krishna, our devotion to Krishna, that will keep us at the spiritual level. But at present, it is our buddhi that we need to use carefully, that will keep us at the spiritual level. And therefore, Krishna says, evam buddhe param buddhva. Now, if our intelligence is not sharp, then we will not be able to differentiate between matter and spirit. And if we don't differentiate between matter and spirit, then we will not be able to know what to do and what not to do. We will think that material things will give me pleasure, and therefore we will think that there is no need for me to look for any higher happiness in life. And by thinking like this, that material pleasures are enough for me, that is all that I need in my life, we will stay deluded, shackled by lust. So buddhi is what we use. But intelligence or analysis alone are not enough. You know, intelligence should lead to implementation. Analysis should lead to application. And that application Krishna is telling is samsthabhya atmanam atmana. Situate the mind, here refers to the seat of consciousness, the thing we are conscious of normally. My mind has gone somewhere else, we say. That means what? The thing that I am conscious of is something else. It's not here. So the mind is usually we often refer to the mind as the object of our consciousness. We often use the word mind in the sense of the object of your consciousness. Where are you? That means, where is your mind? You know, my mind is wandering. That means what? When we say the mind is wandering, that means we are saying that the mind is the object of consciousness, and where the mind is, that is what I am conscious of. And that is where I am going. So that is what I am. I stay conscious of. My mind wanders means my consciousness wanders here and there. So, when we do this, when we recognize that the mind is this object of consciousness, then we turn the mind and focus it on spiritual truth, on spiritual substance. Samsthavya atmanam atmana. And when we do that, then we will actually experience spiritual happiness. Because when the soul becomes situated on the spiritual platform, that means the soul starts realizing a higher happiness. The soul starts relishing higher fulfillment. Because when we, actually the Atma itself is Satchitananda. And when we, the more we become conscious of our spiritual nature, there itself we experience higher happiness. And beyond that, when we go further and experience the connection with Krishna, that is even more fulfilling. The connection with Krishna enables us to relish supreme spiritual happiness. Just as Krishna is supreme, the happiness coming from Him is also supreme. And the happiness coming from Him becomes supreme when we realize that happiness to be supreme. It becomes supreme in our estimation, because right now that happiness is simply a theoretical thing for us. But when we practice bhakti practically, then we relish the higher happiness, and experientially we verify, yes, this is actually higher. So now, what situating the oneself on the spiritual platform, samsthabhya atmanam atmana, it can also, the atma can sometimes be referred to as soul also. Situate the soul on the spiritual platform. That means live spiritually essentially. Either way, whichever, whether we use the atma to refer to the mind or the soul, the point is live at the spiritual level. So use your intelligence to know that param buddhva, that you are transcendental. That means if I am transcendental, if I am spirit, how can matter provide me happiness? No, matter can't provide me happiness. Therefore, let me turn towards spirit. Let me seek happiness in spirit. When I understand that, and when I seek happiness in spirit, then when I experience that higher happiness, that will comprise the Jai Shatrum Mahabaho. That will comprise the conquest over lust. And even before we have experienced that higher happiness, at least the knowledge that I am a spiritual being, that will begin our spiritual journey, and that will direct our consciousness towards spirit rather than directing it towards matter. And that is also a significant step forward for us. Because if we direct our consciousness towards spirit, then that redirection of our consciousness enables us to seeking spiritual happiness. Because lust keeps us perpetually in seeking sensory happiness. But the purification, but the education of our spiritual nature, the awareness of our spiritual nature, that causes us to redirect the search of our happiness towards spirit, and that itself can become a disimpetus for us to seek material happiness which lust is promising us. So the decisive conquest over lust which Krishna is talking about here is becoming situated on the spiritual platform. That essentially means becoming self-realized. Now we may say that is a long, long shot off. Yes, it is. But then we shouldn't think of self-realization as a 1-0 process, like a digital logic. It's an analog process. It's incremental. You know, every time we choose, every moment, you know, we can choose to become self-realized, or we can choose to be self deluded. Choose to continue to be self-deluded. That means every moment, if we seek to remember Krishna, connect with Krishna, serve Krishna, then we are moving towards self-realization. Every moment that we choose sense gratification, that we choose to indulge in the sense objects, then we are becoming self-deluded. We are choosing to become self-deluded. So it's like an analog meter. You know, the hand which is there, which moves from say 0 to 1, that slowly it is moving towards 1. And incremental, it's incremental, but although the progress is evolutionary, eventually the result will be revolutionary. The result will be the, just by slow incremental evolutionary steps, the hand will come from 0 to 1. So like that, with every choice that we make, every moment, every minute, every hour, we choose to turn away from Samaya, we choose to turn towards Krishna. And by such choice, we are actually moving closer and closer to Krishna. And although it may not seem to be like a big choice, and sometimes not thinking of it as a big choice becomes a big blunder. Because what happens that we are not going to move towards Krishna by a huge quantum leap. Sometimes it may happen that we get a big crisis in our life and we said, oh, I just want to surrender to Krishna. But this crisis will come and after some time the crisis will go away. And if the crisis alone remains our impetus for surrendering to Krishna, then that impetus will go away. And again we will lapse back into our Maik way of living. Living in Maya, Maik. But if you want to move towards Krishna in a sustainable way, then that has to be by consistent choices. So every time we choose Krishna, it is a big step forward. It is a big step forward, not because we are going a big distance towards Krishna. Yes, we are going a significant distance towards Krishna by every moment that we spend in the remembrance of Krishna. But it is a big step in the sense that we are making a habit of choosing Krishna. So before we can reach Krishna, we need to choose Krishna. And not just choose Krishna, because choosing Krishna is not a one-time effort. Now, our struggle with lust will decrease if we can replace our habit of choosing lust with the habit of choosing Krishna. And the more we become habituated to choosing Krishna, the lesser will be our battle and the smoother will be our progress. So in that sense, it's like an analog meter in which with every choice we are moving closer and closer towards the one stage, towards the from zero stage is Maya, towards the one stage which is Krishna. But the wonderful thing is that the closer and closer we come to one, actually, the resistance in one sense becomes lesser, because not because the temptation is not there, but because the inclination to choose the temptation will go down. And by this, steady incremental choices, samstabhya atmanamatmana, by situating ourselves on the spiritual platform continuously, or if we can't do it continuously, then consistently. If it goes off, we bring the mind back again. So we may not be we cannot be constant, but we can still be persistent. You know, once the mind goes off, but again we bring it back. Mind goes off, again we bring it back. And that way, more and more frequently, and then ultimately, steadily, we can bring the mind on Krishna and we can conquer lust. Thank you.